Hey, I'm Raul.
And I'm Carlos, and we will be discussing the job of a marine biologist in this podcast.
Marine biologists could be classified as a more unique and different job in the field of biology. There are four main topics we want to go over in this podcast.
1. How to become a marine biologist.
2. Salary and pay and promotions.
3. Job description and what the job is like.
And 4. Perks of the job and other facts.
How to become a marine biologist. Now, since this is a biology-related job, you should have some certain degree for the job. Do you need it exactly to be in marine biology? Well, not really. Actually, it's okay for you to have a degree in something similar to marine biology, which I would recommend, because that way you have a foundation of biology and you can work your way up.
For the school part of this, you need 4 years in college for a bachelor's degree in biology. After that, you need to take another 2 to 3 years to get your master's degree in biology. This could be considered your con of the whole job because it takes a few years to be ready for the job. But trust me, the pay is worth it. Salary and pay and promotions.
A pro to being a marine biologist is that even if you begin in your first year of doing the job, you get a decent pay. The longer you've been in this job, the more likely it is for you to get a raise, and greater your salary can be. Starting the career, you can make up to $40,000 a year. But if you're more like a vet and have experience, you are able to make $100,000 a year.
When you start your very first year of becoming a marine biologist, having completed the bachelor's degree is okay, but considering that and you're just starting, you will get a decent pay. Now, if you have your master's degree, you're enabled to get more promotions, get paid more, and get to do more experience and get more work time. Job description and what the job is like.
Marine biologists are almost always in the water, and the main study is to get to physically study animals and their behaviors. They conduct experiments and see how those experiments work in the environment. Being a marine biologist, you have the options to study one specific habitat and have one role, or you can have unscheduled missions and get to travel the world's oceans, or you can study the history of certain marine animals and get to see how long ago they were alive.
Now, if you like a job that is exciting, this job is for you, and let me tell you why. Unlike some other jobs, being a marine biologist, you never have the same old boring routine. You never have to specifically go to the same place every single day. Being in this job, you are constantly getting educated and trained for many sea organisms that are new to marine life. You never have to get up and drive to the same old work office because you're flying around the world to study exotic animals or simply going to prove research that you have found in a meeting. Perks of the job and other facts.
Being a marine biologist is that you have your own environment or work area for you to carry out experiments. In my opinion, this is better than the jobs where you have to work amongst other people because it's quiet when you're alone, letting you focus on your job and not have any distractions. A large piece of life on Earth exists in the ocean, so marine biologists have more than enough places to explore.